Governor Patterson is proposing $3 billion of budget cuts that he says are very painful but necessary to avoid default. Karen DeWitt has more from Albany.
The governor's plan includes $480 million in mid-year school aid cuts, the first time since the early 1990s that a governor has proposed cutting education funding halfway through the school year. Patterson is also seeking $287 million in reductions to aid to hospitals, nursing homes, and home health care, cuts that he says he is loath to propose.
I wonder if you could ever imagine how it feels for me, who's been an advocate for resources in all these areas, to actually participate in these cuts. It is pain that's indescribable, but it is the only way to keep this state from going into default.
Patterson says the state owes billions to schools, property taxpayers who benefit under the STAR program, and payments to the MTA, among other things, all of which are due in a couple of months.
We do not want to put ourselves in position of being unable to meet our obligations in December. We're right up against the wall because many of the options that we used to close the out-year gaps last year are no longer available to us.
Patterson also advocates raids on environmental and clean energy funds, as well as some state authorities, including Battery Park City and the Dormitory Authority. He says New York should hold another tax amnesty program, and he counts on revenues from the yet-to-be-built gambling facilities at the Aqueduct Racetrack. There are no new taxes in the plan. The governor says he expects harsh criticism for his ideas, and within moments, complaints were pouring in. Billy Easton, an education advocate with the Alliance for Quality Education, says the mid-year school aid cuts will affect the state's poorest school children the most because less wealthy schools are more dependent on state aid for their budgets.
The school children in the poor school districts will be hurt the most. They should be protected. We should look at every other option, including, you know, there's property tax relief programs that are targeted primarily at wealthier school districts. Those should not be saved over what's going on in our classrooms and our poor school districts.
Easton predicts that the plan will be a difficult sell in the legislature. Laura Height with the New York Public Interest Research Group says the governor's proposal to raid $10 million from the Environmental Protection Fund and $90 million from the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative represents an abrupt turnaround from Patterson's past policies advocating clean energy.
The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative funding comes from auction of credits from carbon dioxide pollution issued by power plants. All that money was supposed to be going to fund energy efficiency and clean energy, renewable energy, and now a large portion of it is being proposed to be swept into the general fund.
Height says New York would be the first state to raid the funds generated by the power companies and could set a bad example for other states. Hospitals, nursing homes, and home health care agencies are also decrying the cuts, saying they will destroy services to the sick and elderly. But Patterson seems determined to weather the criticisms, and he warned the legislature not to delay in implementing a budget-cutting plan.
Not on my watch am I going to allow us to fritter around and make reckless decisions at a time when the citizens of this state need leadership.
Legislative leaders did not immediately reject any of the proposed cuts. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, in a statement, said the Assembly will hold hearings starting next week. The Democratic leaders of the Senate are traveling in China and did not provide a response, but the Senate Finance Committee Chair Carl Krueger says in a statement that he wants to wait for another 2 weeks until the mid-year financial forecast is issued and then could proceed with hearings. Governor Patterson says he could call for a special session as early as October 27th. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.